I invite you to lay down on your stomach with your arms outreached and your head turned to one side and hug the earth. Don't worry about your neck. I promise I'll cue you halfway through and let you know when it's time to turn it so that you get an equal stretch on both sides. As you settle in, I invite you to bring your attention to your breath, feeling your rib cage expand and contract. Feeling your breath against the ground, against the earth. And bringing your attention to your heart, feeling the rhythm of your own heartbeat inside your breath against the earth. And I invite you to remember that underneath you isn't just your yoga mat, isn't just the floor you're laying on, or even just the foundation of the building that you're in, of your home, maybe. But below that is the earth's crust. Layers of clay and rock. Even though this might feel impossibly deep, it is the thinnest layer of the huge earth underneath us. Let's bring our attention down to the earth's mantle. Underneath us, the hot magma, when this comes to the surface, shooting out of volcanoes, we call it lava. And all the time we're floating on top of this hot sea. The pressure grows as we travel ever inward with our attention coming to the outer core. Hot and liquid, nickel and iron. The core makes up only 16% of the earth, and the inner core is almost as hot as the sun. And it's responsible for the magnetic field that protects us. Deep, deep underneath us is this core. At the very center, where the temperature is greatest, the pressure is greatest, and it becomes solid again. Keeping our attention there. Just feel the subtle rhythm echoed in our heartbeat. Feeling the weight of gravity. We're going to rise back up, bringing our attention upward, feeling a little bit lighter as we again reach the surface. And here, let's remember, as we feel our body on the mat, on the very surface of the earth that we're hugging, let's remember that it's not just molten lava underneath us and layers of rock and clay, or even just the core, but underneath us is this planet. Take a moment and think about how impossibly wide it is, how impossibly deep it is, how at this very moment, what we share with every single person, plant, animal on the earth is this connection to to the earth itself, being held here by gravity. And as we take this in, I invite you just to turn your head to the other side. And as we try to fit the enormous orb underneath us, our planet Earth, let's go ahead and shrink it just a little bit. Let it still be large, huge, but let it fit inside of our imagination. And for a few moments, let's let it just be us on planet Earth. Let it be us hugging the Earth. Maybe you can even feel a little bit of her roundedness underneath your fingers, just the edges of the curve. Let yourself feel small. Let yourself feel love. And let's bring our attention above us, as if we're looking down at ourselves. It's just us hugging the earth. We see ourselves safe. We see ourselves loved. And we let ourselves just be small. Let's move back even further so that we can see the whole earth and we are just a tiny speck, barely visible. Your attention wanders, as it's wont to do out here in space. Simply bring your attention back to your breath. Let your attention come back to your body. Still feeling the gigantic planet underneath us. Still resting into it, still being held here by the blanket of gravity. And rather than seeing ourselves on the planet, let's bring our focus back inside our bodies, feeling ourselves against the planet, feeling our fingers, our toes, our bodies against the mat or the floor, our breath, our heartbeat. And as you begin moving, be gentle, be kind, and be slow as you come back into yourself. Take all the time you need to move through your spine, move through your neck. I invite you to let yourself be quiet for a little while longer. And even as you come off the mat, and even as you go back into your day, I invite you to bring the sense of our planet Earth underneath us. See if you can live at least the next few hours connected to her.